just think about it. There'd be so much uncertainty, so much risk that if you needed to borrow money, anyone lending it would want to charge a higher rate because there's so much risk and uncertainty, especially in a scenario where the US has never defaulted before. This would just create a snowball effect where it's just growing, growing, creating a bigger and bigger problem.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What's going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things personal finance, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And today's topic, this is going to be a quick one, but if you've seen the financial headlines, the news, even just the regular news, because after all, this comes down to politics, and that is the debt ceiling. And if you're familiar with this topic, this is not something new, right? This is something that's going on during my entire professional career, working in financial services and investments. It's something that continues to happen, and kind of like a game of musical chairs, who's the last one standing. I see this continuing for a while. And you might ask, why are we talking about this on the show? Well, at the end of the day, this could affect a lot of people, right? So first, what is the debt ceiling? And that's essentially the limit, legislative limit, national debt that the country has. So essentially how much the country can borrow. And the Congress, the Senate, and the White House come together, what that ceiling will be, how much we can borrow. And so how this usually works is the Treasury issues bonds, right? And Treasury bills. All the way from 4 week, which is essentially 1 month, you know, all the way up to 30-year treasuries to pay to fund the government, right? They issue debt. We buy the debt. It's considered risk-free. It always has been considered risk-free. So when I was in finance, when you're doing any type of present value, future value, any type of time value of money calculation, you'd be using the risk-free rate, right? You'd be generally, that's your base model, discounting at the risk-free rate, which the risk-free rate is generally or it is current treasury rate. Usually you'd look at the 10-year. What is the 10-year yielding? Because the US has never defaulted on its debts. And that's why it's considered the risk-free rate. Now, what happens if they do not raise the debt ceiling? And they're coming in June. And if you look at the charts, they put out a calendar of when Congress, Senate, and the White House will all be available to meet this week. So the week of the 8th. I think it was the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th they're available. And then they're available, I believe, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. So up until next Wednesday to make a deal. They just announced that, of course, they're going out of town for the weekend today, so they're not meeting. We won't get into that BS, but what does this actually mean for us? And is it really a concern, right? So what happens and why is this becoming an issue again? And Yellen also came out and said that by June, the Treasury could soon run out of cash. It's kind of a cyclical thing of why this happens, right? The reason why they're running out of cash is because the interest they pay on these bonds, on these bills has gone up. It's gone up obviously because the Fed funds rate, they keep raising that. So the rate at which they have to pay out to borrow money from the public is increased. So that means they have to pay out more in interest payments. So their reserves are going down at a considerable rate. And why I said it's kind of cyclical is because the rate at which they have to pay out also increases as you get closer to a debt ceiling conversation, right? Because there's inherent risk there. Are they going to increase? Are they not? Well, if they don't, then they're not going to be able to pay their interest payments, their debt back, right? So I want to be paid more for that possible risk. And has it ever happened? No, but it still could. So as you get closer to that deadline, the rates go up. If you look at the 4 week T-bill, so essentially a month T-bill. I looked the other day and it was at nearly 6%. It was like 5.94%. That's crazy. That's higher than most of the long duration treasury bonds. So you're paying significantly more for less duration risk because something could happen within the next 4 weeks. So obviously, what does this mean for us? And like, if they do not raise the debt ceiling, they default, right? So then what happens is there needs, based on what the Fed came out and said, there needs to be $1.5 trillion in budget cuts in order for them to pay out and fund the budget, right? Obviously, Social Security is one of the big ones. Medicare is one of the big ones. National defense. What will actually happen if they default? Well, the government will be a shutdown, right? So government shutdown. So non-essential services for all federal employees. This has happened in the past when the debt ceiling was reached, causing disruptions in various government functions. people don't get paid, a lot of uncertainty, it's not good, right? And then obviously there would be a default on the debt, right? The U.S. government may not be able to make those interest payments because the reserves and the Fed have depleted to raise that debt ceiling. Would they be able to pay those increasing interest rates? So essentially then they would default and their credit rating would go down, and this has never happened. And that would create a lot of market turmoil in all types of markets, because this has never happened. The U.S. has been top of the global stage of safety, of security, and this would blow that up essentially, right? They would have defaulted. This never happened. The credit rating would go down. Stock markets would be significantly volatile. And then I think this would lead to also, it's kind of cyclical in the sense that it would lead to even more hiring borrowing costs. Because if they defaulted, so there'd be increase associated with using U.S. debt, right? And it could raise borrowing costs for the government, businesses, consumers, which also then would also have a negative impact on economic growth. Just think about it. There would be so much uncertainty, so much risk that if you needed to borrow money, anyone lending it would want to charge a higher rate because there's so much risk and uncertainty, especially in a scenario where the U.S. has never defaulted before. This would just create a snowball effect, right? Where it's just growing, growing, creating a bigger and bigger problem. And then I mentioned, obviously, the damage to the U.S. credit rating, which would just further increase borrowing costs for the government and also have a long-term negative effect and consequences for the U.S. economy. So this is something we don't want to happen because this would affect all of us for a very long time. Now, in my personal opinion, do I think it's going to happen? Well, at the end of the day, I don't know, right? A crystal ball. But what I would say is, time and time again, every time I've gone through this, it's just been political theater, right? Like I mentioned earlier, the Congress decided they're leaving for the weekend. That's political theater. They could have met, they could have hashed something out. Each side is trying to get something they want. And so it's a give and take, it's a negotiation. And it's unfortunate that it has to be on behalf of us citizens and creating this uncertainty, creating market turmoil, market volatility, uncertain. Just think about the federal employees, the uncertainty there, right? Because it has happened before, where people had to be let go and furloughed. It's not fair to them. They're playing political theater. And so they meet next week, at least hopefully. That's when it has to be. It's the last time they're all together, unless they rearrange their schedules, which I don't think really ever happens. So decision has to be made next week. Otherwise, we could be in some serious trouble here. I don't think it'll happen. I think so that there's two things. They want to either raise it, or the White House has asked them to suspend it for a time being. They think that's the best course of action. So they want to suspend it. So those are kind of the three ways. You raise it, you suspend it, or you don't do anything and you default. So we'll see what happens. I don't think we're going to default, because especially the situation we're in right now, the inflation we've gone through, obviously the past 3 years, everything that's come with that, geopolitical risk, countries at war, the BRIC nations changing USD to other currencies as a petrodollar. The US kind of seems like it's falling out of favor on the national stage. I think this is the last thing they would want to happen or let happen, because it would just be, I think, catastrophic as a whole with everything else. Not only just in and of itself would be catastrophic, but combined with everything else that's going on in the world and in our country, I just don't think they could let that happen. So I don't see that happening. They'll either agree to raise it or suspend it, most likely raise it, and then we'll move forward for the next time. So as I said, this is a quick one. I just want to get on here and share my thoughts. I've been through this several times, specifically working for an investment firm where it's a little more edge of the seat, because talking about, we have people's money, managing people's money, right? And it's going to both in fixed income and stock products, equity products. So there's a lot of turmoil that would be associated with something like that. So I want to come here and share that. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll wait and see. So wait for next week. And as always, everybody, easy doesn't pay well. Instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, have your money work hard for you, so you can create the life of your dreams. We could all make this world a better place. All right, buddy. Catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.